This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I'm Holly Snape from Community Waikato. Yona is with me today.
Thank you, Holly. Good morning.
So we've been spending a lot more time together recently, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about what that's about. Now, Yona is from Hamilton City Council. We're going to talk about Yona's role at councils, and then we're going to talk about Te Whare Kōkanga, which is really the focus of today's show. Community House out there in Beta, sort of Melville area. Cute little whare, close to my heart. It, of course, was my cutting my teeth in community back in the early 2000s.
And it's a new community for me. I'm normally from the Norton side of Hamilton and West Hamilton. So
welcome to the South Gateway.
Yes, as they would say, Rowan Ma, that's
absolutely
what they'd say. Yes.
So we're going to talk a bit about Te Whare Kōkanga, what's happening there, what sort of things you can access from there. But starting, of course, with your role at Hamilton City Council, there's often changes in the department. So what are you called now?
At the moment, I'm one of the senior community advisors, and I'm under the unit of Partnerships Communication Māori Unit. As part of our team, we have community development, we have city investment, and the events group. So they're all part of the unit in our team. We do some fun stuff, some awesome stuff for our community, building capacity, and this is where a key focus in supporting Te Whare Kōkanga. In the past, I have done a lot of stuff in West Hamilton. You know, I was based there at Western Community Centre at Crawshaw School, doing a lot of stuff there many years ago. Treats in the Park.
Oh, that's a great event, isn't it?
Yeah.
Neil just got that one rocking. For those of you that listen to Western's show, you'll know all about it. Yeah.
But no, it's fun. It's really nice and rewarding to be in a new community, being in Melville, trying to support and help them. I'm quite enjoying it. It's different being part of Te Whare Kōkanga in the house there. It's new, and I'm really enjoying meeting the new people that are coming through the doors there.
It is really good fun. We'll go back to council though. You've been around at council for a while, right? Do you know what year you started with council?
Oh, I don't know what year, but I know how many years I've done. Just over two decades. So I think in September this year will be my 22nd year at council.
It'd be about 2002 that you started at council.
I started
at Te Whare Kōkanga in 2004. So, you know, similar kind of time frame.
We are going back in time, aren't we?
You're certainly going back in time. And we connected relatively early on in my role at Te Whare Kōkanga. And you had a great team there. We had Marita was around then as well.
Yes, there was Marita. There was Andy Mannering.
Not quite yet. He came on a bit later.
You had
Tony Flutie.
Oh, yes, Tony Flutie. Massey
Neil,
Ormsby.
Neil Tolan. And I think you might have even had
Joe Clear.
She was in our area.
Back, yes.
But also Raglan Community Centre manager.
Mike Rarere
was there as well. So, I mean, you had a pretty good crew back then. You've still got a good crew now. What's really awesome is to see pretty much everyone we've mentioned there is still fundamentally involved in community.
They are.
You know,
everyone.
And I think what your department does and what council does well is bring on board people who have a very strong community spirit. And you can see that they either stick around for 20 years, Yona, or they go into community and get into that grassroots work, which is just fantastic, eh?
Yes. It's sort of like Ma, she's moved into Kaoti Pacifica. She's gone in that space. Joe Clear's doing stuff in Australia in the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike's still in Raglan. Neil's still in Western.
Yeah.
You know, the manager there for Western Community Centre. But, yeah, really good and empowering our community and supporting them to do well, being the best for themselves.
And that's really critical. It's interesting because sometimes we hear, and I know that you're not overly political, that's my vibe, but we sometimes hear people say, oh, council should just be water rates you know, roads. And actually, that's not what makes a community, eh?
Well, we need our community. We need our people to actually be the council. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do everything. It's that's just one part or one component within council
yeah.
and support. But we definitely need the people because that's what makes it.
That's right. I mean, infrastructure is critical, you know, fundamentally important, but so are the people. And that's what makes a city worth living in, right?
Absolutely.
And I think we're really well placed. A lot of people get the impression that community houses are council-owned facilities or council-run facilities, and they're certainly not council-run. Council do own some of the properties,
some
like I'm
them.
Thinking Pukiri Neighbourhood House is a partnership between the community with Pukiri Neighbourhood House and Hamilton City Council. So
yes.
the venue is owned by the council, but the organisation itself is an independent.
Yes, yeah. By the community. Yep.
That's right, yes. Mm. I'm trying to think if any of the others were. There was the
Te Papanui.
Yep. Yeah.
And also, Te Papanui, Te Whare o Te Ata.
Yes, know. Of course, yep. yes, because yep. there was that rebuild of that beautiful old, the hall
house there.
Yeah,
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 the
yeah.
Hall.
And it's
yep.
just become, it's become an amazing facility now.
I know, they just finished their Matariki Festival last week, which was really awesome for our community. So
yes.
great stuff, you know, Ofa out there and his team, you know, doing some wonderful stuff to bring in our communities. You know, there was a lot of entertainment, there was beautiful
yeah.
kai, there were some stores there, just, and they had their kaumātua who were being part of the entertainment, so it was
yeah.
really good. Yeah,
I just love that kind of stuff. It really does bring vibrancy, and particularly in some of these communities where there have been challenges, there's been a lot of poverty often in the communities where community houses have become established. And so these spaces and places become safe places to meet. It becomes places to access services and support.
Oh, they're definitely a key space, not only just for our community, they're also key spaces, you know, when civil defence, you know, our communities come and, you know, it's a hub or a space where community are familiar with that
yes.
they can access when there is ever any need for support, pandemics, as we know, when we've just had COVID and
yes.
all that. And we've been part of that, Holly, you
yeah.
know, helped in the Kai space where our Kai Collective was established.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
yeah. No, it is. It's, yeah, but I do think it's quite important for people to understand that these facilities around our community, they're not council facilities. They are independent community organisations, but they do tend to have a strong partnership with council.
And council support.
That's
funding,
right. Some funding, and also exactly what you're doing with Te Whare Kōkanga, and we're going to come to that
yes, yes.
after our break.
Awesome.
We should take a break.
Okay,
all
thanks,
right.
Holly.
So we're going to listen to Maxine, Sharon O'Neill.
Yeah.
bit of Maxine, good classic New Zealand music, and I am here in the studio with Yona from Hamilton City Council, and we're talking today about Yona's role at council, doing community development essentially, and has been for one or two years. got a bit of experience.
One or two decades, yeah.
A bit of experience in the space. But look, we're also talking about Te Whare Kōkanga, and we're going to turn to Te Whare Kōkanga now. You know, it's been fantastic having you on board there. We've had some hard times at the community house recently, I think it's fair to say. And so we've spent a little bit of time reflecting on what it is we need to do and how to do it so that we can rebuild and come back stronger.
Yes, and resetting our community just to make sure that we're there for the house and to keep it open. We want our doors open and so that we can still have our community come in and a space that can come and have a coffee, come and talk, come and volunteer, lots of good things there.
Yeah, yeah. So 1 to 4 at the moment is when the doors are open, 1 to 4 weekdays. And, you know, interesting you raise volunteers first because I'm going to touch on that right now. You have already started to do some great work building a volunteer base there.
Oh, you know, that's what we need, and that's to start, and that's where you build that relationship with people. They get to trust you, we get to trust them and work together. And when we need them, because we're going to need them, they do all the work, they support us, they help us. And
well, they keep the doors open, eh?
They do.
You know?
Yeah.
So you've already made some great connections, and we've got some regulars coming down already, helping out, doing some cleaning, helping out with kai parcels, you know?
Yeah, the kai one's been really awesome for Melville Te Whare Kōkanga. It's been working well. It's the word's out there. You know, they know to come in. They know that the house is open between 1 to 4, and that is what's happening at the moment every day. And what's good about it is they do know when it's posted, there's some kai in the house,
yeah.
So they can come in.
So tell me about the kai. So this is a relationship with Kaivolution. So can you explain what that is and what happens?
Yep. So Kaivolution is under the umbrella of Go Eco, and it's a food rescue. So any food that is rescued through the supermarkets or wherever it's come from, they collect it, they have a van that picks up the kai, and then it's distributed to recipients in Hamilton City. And Te Whare Kōkanga is one of them.
So the recipients are organisations. So Kaivolution deal directly with community groups, whether that's a community house or a food bank or, you know, the serve, you know, these establishments that provide services in the community. And from there, those organisations help distribute it to community members.
Yes, to the whānau, to families, to anyone.
Yeah.
To anyone who needs food.
Or wants food.
Or wants food.
Because it's food rescue is different from a food parcel. So it's not that there's a criteria. It is available. You don't need to come in and say, I have a community services card or,
yes,
you know.
Yeah.
Food rescue, the purpose of it is to stop food from going into landfill. It's perfectly good food. It's great food. It's a big variety, right? Can you tell us about what sort of things are turning up there?
So, yes, we've had milk, we've had eggs, kumara,
butter.
Fruit, butter, you know. We've had pizza bases. The eggs is a good one. Man, I love it when the eggs come in. And
yeah.
I think the community love that when they see eggs or milk or butter.
Yeah, those staples, right? And there's always bread.
Yes. Oh, and the bread. Oh,
yeah.
And it's not just bread. It's really good quality bread.
Some of
that's
it's
happening.
The fancy stuff, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
The bread seems to go quite fast, I notice. So in the pātaka, so the bread is put out in the pātaka kai, which is just out at Te Whare Kōkanga.
And for that, you don't actually need to wait for opening hours. If there is bread in there, that is a help yourself, take what you need. Try not to take more than you need because the point is to share it around with everybody.
Yes. And then from 1 o'clock, the kai, I've had an awesome volunteer that's come in to help out, and she helps out with getting the kai ready, whether in little bags for everyone, and then it gets, you can come in and it's distributed out to our families, whoever comes into the door. But that's the thing, although the doors are open until 4 o'clock, the kai might be gone before that.
Yeah.
So you have to be in quite fast if you're need, or send someone down, bring your own bag, however we are.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it's good you say bring your own bag. Those who do jump online, and please check it out, the Te Whare Kōkanga Facebook page, we're putting up regular posts at the moment just to keep people updated with what's going on. You'll see Yona there. You might not see her. You'll hear her voice as she's under a paper bag, just inviting people to bring bags down or bring your own bag when you come in for kai, because the bags go quite quickly, and so we're not always well stocked with bags, and we do want you to be able to take a decent amount of kai home. So, but yeah, Facebook page, well worth checking out. We update what's going on there quite frequently. If there's an additional amount of food, one of us will jump on and say, hey, apples coming out of our ears, yes, come on down, you know. So it is worth just having that as a favourite, perhaps, in your links.
Something else that's coming new into Te Whare Kōkanga, which is the crop swap, which is also connected to kai. Yes, yep. So that's going to be happening on Saturday, the 3rd of August at 10:30. Now, for those who don't know what crop swap is all about, it's about bringing in what you have excess or what you've growing in your gardens, and you can bring it in. It can be baking, it can be
preserves
that you've made, anything that you want to bring in, and you share it with the other communities and other families, and they'll bring something else. So that's happening on Saturday, the 3rd of August. We're going to try it for Te Whare Kōkanga in this community in Melville, and we'll see how it goes. And yeah, come in and you can meet other people, have a cup of tea, coffee if you'd like. And it's really short. It's only a short time and sharing.
Yeah, so it'd probably be half an hour, but the door's open for an hour just so people can mingle a bit if you like. But yeah, bring anything you've got excess of or something you've made that you'd just like to share. Great opportunity to meet other people who are local. Right? It's a funny time of year because we probably don't have lots of bits and pieces. I do know that I've got a whole lot of grapefruit, but it feels like not everyone wants grapefruit. But
oh, you'll be surprised.
I might have to bring a box of some of those.
Yes, because we can use the juice from the grapefruit. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, yeah. And it's actually a very, very nice grapefruit, to be fair. Yeah. But yeah, so if you've got excess carrots or, you know, whatever, bring them down, or you might have made preserves because you had a bumper crop of tomatoes or something. Yeah, anything like that.
Bring it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So that's happening. Food parcels, when are they starting?
So food parcels are starting again next Monday. So
this Monday coming?
This Monday,
yes.
Coming, yes. Yeah. So that's available. So it's the same process that you're doing.
So for the food parcels, you need to come in on the Monday and order a food parcel. It's said we're open between 1 and 4. So if you come in between 1 and 4, there is a process. So this food parcels are different from Kaivolution food. This is food parcels. You do need to qualify. So you'll need to fill in a form for a food parcel, and then you can come in and collect it the next day on the Tuesday. And again, open between 1 and 4. So that is our process for food parcels. I'm going to say it again to make it all clear. Come in on Monday from the 22nd between 1 and 4 to order a food parcel, fill out a form, and we will submit that to the Combined Christian Food Bank. And then on Tuesday, those food parcels are delivered to the community house, and you can come in from 1 o'clock to collect those. So that is food parcels. It's different from Kaivolution Food Rescue. That is available every day from 1. That doesn't have a criteria. So you can just come on in and help yourself.
Yeah, that's but we one can't until it's finished.
That's right.
It's gone.
And we can't guarantee what's going to be in there because it's a surprise every day, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Good surprises.
Yeah.
Like, great surprises. It's really good food. Yeah. After school program.
I was just going to say yes, and we've got the after-school program, which is starting again on Monday, the 22nd. So if you want to be part of, if you want need your children to be in after-school care, please register, put your name down.
Get in touch with Te Whare Kōkanga. Like I say, open between 1 and 4. Shanae is our manager. She is leading that space. And so we'll just connect you with Shanae should you want to find out more about after-school program. And they're great, those sort of care programs, aren't they?
Well, they are. They're good, especially for our parents who are working or on training or doing courses. It's available for the children after school.
Yeah.
And Te Whare Kokona, I believe they pick up the children and bring them to their house.
Usually through a walking school bus, so like walk down to the school to collect the kids and then they all walk back together. If the weather's terrible, they will send a driver, but that doesn't, usually it's a walk, which is nice. It's not too far. We've got two local schools very close, well, walking distance certainly, so that's brilliant, yeah.
So, and then don't forget the holiday program will kick again in October, not till October.
Yeah, so and holiday program's great. I think it's awesome for parents who are just even looking forward to a break. If you're a stay-at-home parent and you're like, 2 weeks is a long time, especially if you've got lots of kids running around.
You're going to go down to the holiday program at Te Whare Kokona.
That's right. And they do some really fun things, depending on the time of year, but, trips to the gardens, trips to the pools, lots of fun and games and activities, movies, there's a lot that goes on and it keeps the kids entertained and doing something and out of your hair. And if you're working, obviously, it's really handy as well. Kids tend to get a lot more holidays than we're afforded, as employees. So it's a nice way to make sure that your kids are taken care of. We've only got about 4 minutes left, so just want to kind of recap and thank you, Yona, for coming in and for all the work you've been doing at Te Whare Kokona. It's been amazing that council have allowed you and enabled you to do this work to help build our capacity. It's been marvellous.
Honestly, Holly, it's been so rewarding for me as part of the work that I do out in community. I've really enjoyed meeting new people, a different community in Melville. I've enjoyed working together with Row 2.
Yes.
And the others that I'm meeting as part of Melville Glenview community. So it's an honour, and I'm really enjoying the partnership and relationship too with the board at Te Whare Kokona. So looking forward to seeing what we can do to build it even more stronger. And
and it's just going to get stronger and stronger. It's been great. I've enjoyed going down there as well. So Yona and I are there together sometimes. Phil from Free FM, he's one of our trustees, and he's been down there as well quite a lot. He's our film photographer,
social media, doing all that, videos, that's him.
It is him. He's always behind the camera, and it's people like you and I that end up in front of the camera, right? Does it seem unfair?
Maybe we do some stuff, it's like, hey,
maybe we need to turn it on him, get him to do some stuff. But it has been really good, and we would encourage you to keep an eye on that, because I think that is our primary form of communication with the community at the moment. So encourage you just to jump on Facebook, have a look at the Te Whare Kokona Facebook page, go through some of the older posts, and you'll see the sort of activities that have been going on, and we'll just keep you letting you know as new things come on board. So yeah, it's going to be cool. Oh, and if you want to reach out and have a phone conversation, you can ring the community house. Keeping in mind, opening hours are between 1 and 4, so that's going to be the best time to make contact. You can ring the community house on 07 843 8811. So it's 07 843 8811, and you'll get one of us will answer the phone. Just a recap though, from 1 to 4 daily, Kaivolution. So that is food, rescue food, available to anyone who will benefit from it or would appreciate it. Doors are open from 1 o'clock. As Yona says, the food can go quickly, so don't turn up at 3:30 expecting there to be lots of choice. Mm. Often it's completely gone by then, so try and get in sooner rather than later. But keep your eyes open on the Pātaka Kai, because the bread there gets replenished sometimes twice a day as well, so it's worth keeping an eye out. If you see it there, you are welcome to go and help yourself to that bread. We do ask, though, that you consider others, so try not to take all of it. It's okay to take the last one, though. Sometimes you think it's like there's one loaf left, and you think, oh, is everybody waiting for another person more in need to take that? But you can take the last loaf. Food parcels starting from the 22nd. Those are a criteria-based system. They go through the Combined Christian Food Bank, so there is a form to fill in. But you can come in between 1 and 4 on Monday and fill in that form if you do meet that criteria. And then you can access a food parcel between 1. It will be given, handed out between 1 and 4 on the Tuesday. After-school program as of the 22nd, operating from about 2:30 to 5:30 weekdays at Te Whare Kōkanga, and crop swap, 3rd of August.
10:30.
That is us for this week. So you've been listening to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.